for you to involve yourself in thinking and doing. It's action, Jennifer. We need action.
Action
in this
Jackson.
Transaction. Yes, exactly. Crazy story from Sweden coming up. And a lot of crazy things going on in our country. Today is caucus day in Iowa. And so whatever politicians... Yes, they're going to caucus it up there. And as a result of that, there are a lot of things the candidates have said that are being scrutinized. And one thing Mitt Romney said in the past week has a lot of people who love Big Bird and Bert and Ernie upset, concerned. It's my God, can you believe it? Not a sunny day.
No.
Now, if Mitt Romney gets elected, this sort of reminds me back when Hillary Clinton went public. This has been an ongoing issue. And maybe this is part of what we talk about at 800-510-8255. The place for public broadcasting versus commercial broadcasting. Can we afford any more? I'm not saying this is my point of view, Jen. I'm just thinking out loud for, and maybe in summary, for what some people have said and summarizing some of the positions, not only of politicians, but of people who are in the broadcast business. This has been a football that's been kicked around for years and years and years. And so let's start with what Mitt Romney said and then just kind of rehash the whole thing and whether or not you're a fan of public radio and public television. Always the icons are put out there to save the team, right? This is the team. All the people on public television are part of one big cabal. And so if you are talking about saving public television from the axe, Mitt Romney is the bad guy. Romney says he's opposed to federal funding for public broadcasting because they spend too much money. He says it doesn't have anything to do with ideology. Now, again, I wasn't even going to bring this in to it, but I guess as I look through some of this stuff, there is, to some people's point of view, and I think it's a legitimate point of view, that there is a left-of-center philosophical bent to what's on public television and public radio. All right, well, that's fine. If that's the way, at least it's out there. People say, well, the public's paying for it. It ought to be more even-handed. That's another reason for the public not to pay for it, because it isn't really even-handed. The public doesn't pay for Fox or MSNBC. They're not even-handed. They have advertiser support. So under the circumstances, are there two choices here? One, get away from the philosophical left-leaning fabric and fiber of what you present, or get into the middle and take the money. See, I don't think there ought to be any money involved in this at all, because they don't need it. Between the begathons and the sponsorships that are sold for public radio and public television, there's plenty of money.
Yeah,
to do.
I'm kind of with them on it. I mean, I'm a fan of some of the stuff that public radio and TV does. But you know what? Anything where there's government funding is always run just crazy. You know what I mean? They don't save money like regular businesses do.
Well, they don't have to, because they have an open... This story is legion now, and everybody in the radio business knows the story. But I'll tell the story for the audience. For those who are new to the program or haven't heard me tell this story before, I haven't told it a lot. I've told it maybe three or four times since the event happened.
A week since the event.
Now, this goes back about 10 years ago. When I started doing the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is the other the two shows that I do every day are Good Day and the Countdown Show. The Countdown Show precedes Good Day by 2 hours. So we went to the then director of NPR, and we had a plan. I had a couple of partners, and we were going to produce a show like the Countdown Show. We wanted to. We had put the plans together. We wanted to have this show available for listeners, a different type of essentially the same thing, only what's going on public radio, because there is a different presentation by the various people that do public radio call-in shows. We can hear them all. A lot of them are produced here in Boston at WBUR, some of them at WAMU in Washington.
Right.
Yeah, they're here, there, and everywhere, but there's a collective. So anyway, I wanted to do a countdown show, and I went to them with my partners, and we presented our case. And a guy whose name I can't remember, I wish I could, sat across from me, and he looked at me, and he almost pointed his finger. He was in the move toward moving his arm and pointing at me. But he didn't have to. He said, "You are not, sir, a member of the club." So I looked at my partner, and I looked back at him. I said, what does that mean? I knew what he meant.
He was that blatant about it?
He was absolutely that blatant about it. Well, you don't have public radio backgrounds, neither of you, speaking to me and my partner. In order to make this work, you have to be accepted by the community here. And because you're a commercial broadcaster, you'd never be accepted by the community here. So, and we had, by the way, had $1.3 million or $1.4 million in funding, so that it wouldn't have cost them anything. We could have proved, and I, during the conversation, laid out for him, which afterwards I found out was the thing that annoyed him the most about our meeting. I found the statistics, because they're available, what it cost them to produce the average hour of a, like, the, I don't know, the car show is not a good example, but one of the shows that comes out of WAMU, Diane Rehm, is a good example. She's wonderful.
Or Wait, Don't Tell Me. Or, Fresh Air or something.
Yeah, well, Fresh Air is another. But Wait is produced in front of an audience, so it's going to be more expensive to do. But in general, here's the story. At the time, their average cost per hour of programming produced by them or their affiliated entities was between about $4,500 bucks an hour to $6,000 an hour, depending on whether it's
pricey.
Wait, Don't Tell Me, that kind of show, Richie, or if it's Diane. Because they've got, if listen to the credits at the end of those shows.
There's 42
they have,
producers.
Exactly. They've got producers, directors.
Here's the one that kills me.
Yeah.
The theme song for this show was written by.
All right, yeah, exactly.
And produced by.
Yeah, right. So anyway, we then presented our case for this being a worthwhile event and a different way of doing things, because my cost at the time was about $600 bucks an hour, and that would be spending a lot of money. It was $600-700 bucks an hour, and even today I'm sure that if we were to do this, Rich, you know how much it costs you to produce an hour of programming
sure.
there.
Yeah.
We could do it easily for $1,000 an hour.
Yep.
So our the bottom line is the expense, even on a bad day, for us as commercial broadcasters to produce a program to be on PBS was 25% of what it cost them to do it. Right? This is on a bad day.
And that's being generous.
And that's being very generous.
We're here to make money.
Yeah. So anyway, to go back to what Romney had to say, and then to sort of apply it to television, because the expense of producing television is about 10 times. Rich, you got your radio, your television studio there now. It doesn't, I'm guessing, but I don't know, because we've never talked about this, that it doesn't cost you 10 times as much to produce in that television studio what we produce in the radio studio.
It does not cost 10 times as much. It's certainly more expensive, but it does not cost 10
times. But if you were to compare an hour of any of the news, take NBC or CBS, and a one-hour newscast, shall we say, versus some of the talk shows that are on MSNBC or Fox or CNN, they present an issue, they have guests and they have callers sometimes, even C-SPAN, any of those things. They're pretty expensive. Well, C-SPAN's not much more expensive.
C-SPAN does it on the cheap.
Yeah, right. They're not much more expensive than doing a radio show.
Right.
The camera.
There's not a whole lot of graphics and motion.
Nothing. It's
and
a picture of a person.
Right.
And hello, yes, goodbye, thank you, push the button. And
right.
Yeah, here's the newspaper. So that's about it.
It's a static shot with some what they call the lower thirds.
Yeah, Richie, you're getting pretty smart about this.
I know, look at you.
Big time TV
producer. It's going to be at the Oscars.
Got to do something.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be, they have a special thing for his, they call it the Knicks. They don't have the Oscars. They just have, they have the Knicks.
The Knicks.
There, the Nick Awards.
Okay.
At any rate,
I'll take anything I can get.
Right. So the point here is that Romney has a point, and that's really all I was basically trying to say. But bringing back around the issue, remember when this really came to a head before, when Mrs. Clinton was a senator from New York,
mm-hmm.
and this is maybe 6 years ago, when there was that's the last time there was a serious approach to try to get public money out of public broadcasting. And she said, I remember this like it was yesterday. And I like Hillary Clinton a lot. I wish that she were president, in fact. So having said that, she did what lots of other people would do. She's pretty good in the drama department. And she was making a speech on the Senate floor, and she came almost to tears when describing what she felt about taking public money out of public broadcasting. They're going to take away Barney's going to go. How can you do that? Taking away. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
We've been playing tag all morning.
Oh, I was having fun, Big Bird.
Me too. But taking a break is fun, too.
It is?
I'm taking a break.
They would have killed Big Bird.
Yeah. I love Biggie.
And Elmo.
Oh, yeah. They're all gone. My best. All right. So I want to know, if you go to the movies in an AMC theater, you see all of the Muppets, which, you know, this is the Muppet sort of creation, and how all of this stuff works, how these characters work together. There are ways that you could take Big Bird and have him in the theater instead of Miss Piggy and make money that way. There are all kinds of ways they can make money from this. As a matter of fact, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or the producers of Sesame Street, and I forgot what the name of the company is, make tons of money. And so anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there because it is becoming a political football again. And a lot of the things that is being that have been said are being taken out of context. Food for thought. 800-510-8255. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow crabs.
Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
21 after the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
First Lady Michelle Obama just made an appearance on Sesame Street. Yeah, you're not regular viewers of this program? No, the First Lady went on Sesame Street. It was a great segment. She was talking to kids about gardening and eating healthy. That's right. It was all going very well. But then Big Bird showed up and things got a little uncomfortable. Take a look.
Well, look who's here to push your husband's socialist health care agenda. Or maybe you're here to finally show us your husband's United States birth certificate. That's because you can't. Are you absolutely sure he wasn't born in Kenya?
I'm sure, Big Bird.
That's not what the basket bunch says.
Yeah, your husband's a stinking liar.
We just heard about him on there.
Sesame Street is kind of a new Muppet character named Lily to teach kids about poverty and hunger. Now, don't they have Oscar, the guy living in the trash can? I mean, how much? You got Oscar. He's already in a trash can. How much worse off is Lily? What is she, lying in the gutter, turning tricks? What's she going to be doing? Horrible. You know how Lily wound up on Sesame Street? She got screwed out of all the money by Wall Street. That's why.
All right, so.
Very funny.
How do you follow that? 800-510-8255. We're having a conversation. And I don't, it doesn't have to go on and on and on. I thought, in an observational sense, Mitt Romney has sort of thrown down the gauntlet to those who are supporters of the public broadcasting system. Yeah, Richard.
If you remember back to last year when that sting operation by, what's his name, James, the guy used to be an intern here, actually, now going in and...
Oh, he went through all... Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember his name, but yeah, he went through all
And basically got on tape the two heads that were then fired saying, you know, the Republicans, ooh, we got to get rid of the dirty... They admitted after that, hey, listen, we could live without the public funding. We'd love having it.
Of course they could.
But we could live without the public... It makes up, like, 10 or 15% of our total income, I think it was.
Total, and they could do it if they ran it better. There are all kinds of
still
things.
A ton of money, 10 or 15% is a ton of money.
Well, we're talking about in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Sure.
Not billions and trillions of dollars. Which brings me around to something that I'm trying to figure out, and I'm the last one to do this, so this may land on your shoulders, Richie. There's a clock that has been created, and I don't mean sort of created, there's a mechanism to find out how much not our country is in debt, but the world is in debt.
Oh, wow.
And if I can, it's global, let's see, how do we, what's the?
World debt.
Hold on. Clock. No, it's the economist.com. Go there.
Okay.
Economist.com, global debt clock. And on this clock, for example, right now, I've just gone to it. At this moment, the amount of debt, public debt, that all countries around the world have is $38 trillion. So
what does that even look like?
Well, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 numbers without the cents.
If it were pennies, would any of us be able to buy
them? Oh, my God. How would you? Yeah. Just add two more zeros.
Now, to it. Hey, listen, debt is a good thing in many, many ways. Well, but
right. So here's the question, the news quiz question, 2020 news quiz question. The debt of the world is $38 trillion. How much of that is American debt?
Oh, wow.
What's the figure for America? 800-510-8255, 28 after. This is Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to shop when you travel, remember that where you buy is almost as important as what you buy. In the U.S. Virgin Islands, U.S. residents can take home $1,600 worth of duty-free items. That's why the cruise ship ports are so filled with shops selling jewelry, perfume, liquor, and everything else. Then there are the U.S. states that have no sales tax at all, like Oregon and Delaware. However, that doesn't mean you won't pay tax on other things like car rentals and hotels. EU countries have a value-added tax that tax on anywhere from 9 to 20%. But if you spend enough in a store that participates in the VAT refund scheme, you may be eligible for a refund. Minimums vary by country. In France, it's just 175 euros, but anything above that, you're going to get some money back. Of course, collecting that money is another issue. It usually requires paperwork from the merchant, showing the items at customs, and waiting in a small line at the refund desk. But then again, it's money in your pocket. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's a good day. Good day to be me.
It's 33 after the hour now, and it's another good day program. It's Tuesday. That is correct, right? Even though it feels like Monday yesterday.
It's Tuesday, yeah.
Kind of a holiday. Richie wasn't here yesterday, but he's here today.
Yes, I am.
To celebrate the new year.
Ready
Jennifer
to roll.
Is here ready to rock and roll. And Doug is in his usual state of mind, which is pretty good, pretty
always rolling,
optimistic. Yeah, exactly. I'm ready to roll. I don't want to do what the guys did on United 93, however. I just want to stay away from that. The essence of the day sometimes can be found on our website, DougStephan.com. There's a crazy story from Sweden that we highlight at DougStephan.com. A woman lost her wedding ring while baking. This is back in 1995. Recently found the ring in her garden with a carrot growing through it.
Really?
What do you think the chances are of that? A carrot. This reminds me of something that happened on a trip to Israel. I told you who some of the participants were. We're going to have a visit from Greg Grunberg, who is the guy that you see on television. He's been in like 40 different episodic television shows. He was along, and so was the lady who played does it sound right? She's 30-something.
Yeah.
So, right. Marilyn Ricecup, who is Chloe on 24, and her husband, Matt. We all went to the Dead Sea. Matter of fact, she didn't have anything. She was wearing boots walking out to the Dead Sea.
It's kind of muddy, right?
Well, it's slimy, kind of.
Yeah, it looks like slimy. You guys were sitting in, like, mud.
Yeah,
like
we
mud.
Were. Well, Grunberg will tell you that story later on. Anyway, so I gave her my flip-flops because I didn't think that it would be of value for her if she had these boots on, wearing out the salt and kill the boots. Anyway, they went into the Dead Sea, she and her husband, by themselves, and he lost his wedding ring.
Oh, no.
In the Dead Sea.
No.
Came off. Well, because the stuff is, when you get that slimy, salty stuff on your body and your skin,
everything
becomes
right
slippery,
yeah.
And it slipped off. So he lost his wedding ring. And we were kidding him for the rest of the trip. He was a man. He was a free man. But that's the kind of stuff that that story, nobody's going to find that ring again. Be gonzo.
Yeah, it's
okay. You never know.
In the primordial soup.
Well, but
did I ever tell you about my friend who had one of those little anklets tied to her?
No.
That it was supposed to be a good luck anklet, so you tie it on. Not one of those. It's like a little, almost like a little twiny thing. But when you tie it on, and when it falls off, that's supposed to be good luck.
Yeah.
And she was on a houseboat trip in Lake, I think on Lake Powell, and she noticed that her anklet had fallen off while she was in the water. And her husband and his friends had gone out fishing, and they came back with a fish.
Yeah.
And it was pooping out her bracelet.
Oh, that's
her
sweet.
Anklet. Isn't that gross, but amazing? In a, in a huge lake,
the fish
ate her anklet, and it was coming out the other end.
There's a lobster loose in the house.
Yeah, I know. But the funny thing was she pulled it out and put it back on.
Really?
Yes.
Hold on a minute. How did they find the fish again? How did they know it was?
They were fishing. And it, her anklet was coming out. I mean, it's very clear that it was an anklet because it was the same material with the same three beads in it.
Were they like in a fish tank? Or what was the size of the body of water that they were in?
Lake Powell.
Where's that?
It's huge, in Arizona and Nevada.
Really?
Good Lord, what are the odds?
Isn't that crazy? I know, that's what I mean. You never know.
That is, that's crazy stuff. 800-510-8255. Speaking of crazy stuff, if you're just joining us, we have found from The Economist the global debt clock, which is, I gave a number which was for last year. I have gone to this year, and it's now $44,136,596,177,932. And it changes every second. You can watch it go spinning around and around. It's kind of like in Times Square, and there are other places in our country, where up on these great big skyscrapers are these electronic billboards.
They tick away.
And they tick away, trying to get your attention, so you will understand. More like...
I know.
All right, it just keeps going. Spinning
the
thing.
Civilized.
So, not that I'm eager to get into a discussion of the politics of this. The debt, remember last year, there was a big discussion, debate, lots of arguing about whether or not to increase our debt ceiling so that we could borrow more money. And that we as a country could borrow more money. And that's when Standard & Poor's downgraded our status from AAA to AA or whatever it is. And so now that question in the next 4 or 5 weeks apparently will come up again because we're spending like drunken sailors. Spend, spend, spend. And again, not wanting to make this a political discussion, but I mean just in terms of how you'd live. So what was so dramatic about this Economist website, which you can go to again by going to economist.com/global debt clock, you'll see the countries in the world that have debt a lot, a little, or none. Isn't it interesting, Richie, if you look at that clock, the African countries that have no debt or little debt, the Russians and the Chinese.
Bono has gone in and gotten everybody to forgive their debt.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's part of it. Yeah, that may be part of it.
Yeah.
But look at the Western world, how there's some debt in Eastern Europe, but not a lot. But Scandinavia, Western Europe, and the United States is the reddest of them all.
Yeah.
Because we are so much in debt. So I asked for you to tell us what the amount of debt is that we have, our portion of the $44 trillion that has been borrowed, the number you can't even begin to imagine, what portion of that is ours? Doug's in Melbourne, Florida with a guess. What say you, Doug?
I want to say $3 trillion.
$3 trillion is not the correct number, and you have violated one of the main tenets of calling a conversation program, and I'm not sure somebody told you this. I hope somebody did. When you call, please, 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 this I asked lovingly and respectfully of everybody, you got to turn your radio down. Because how it works...
Otherwise, you go through a time warp and you can never come back.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to him. It's when I ask him a question and 10 seconds later he gives me the answer, and you hear me in the background in his car, there's the dead giveaway is you got the radio up. So there's an echo, there's a creation of all kinds of crazy stuff.
You know...
So let's please not do that.
Obviously, you look at this map of debt, and all of the countries that do a lot of business are going to also assume a lot of debt.
Yeah.
You look at Africa; there's not a whole lot of business going on there, so their business, their governments don't have a whole lot of debt to go with that business. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you live in the ghetto, you don't have a whole lot of debt,
right?
Pretty much is how it works out. So this is why you see this, you know, the United States, Canada, Europe are basically all the red ones.
Yeah.
And then it looks like in Japan,
Yeah. And Australia.
And Australia is orange.
And Brazil and Chile and
right.
Argentina.
Russia. Look at Russia. $177 billion.
Yeah. Nothing. It's pocket change, Richie.
It is compared to us, isn't it?
All right. So here's the question that brings it back down to you. How much of this debt, maybe this is one that's more, this is a more interesting number to cogitate, if you will. There's a sort of, between this number and that number, is what each person in our country owes. This is how it makes, these big numbers, oh, who can begin to even imagine? It means nothing to you unless you understand how much you owe. And back to Richie's whole thing about looking at the pay stub and how much of it, in terms of your working, are you giving to pay back this debt? And remembering that at the moment, 40 cents out of every dollar spent is borrowed. That helps to kind of put it into perspective. What do you think the interest rates are going to be sooner or later? That's really more
it's
shocking.
Pretty good now, but yes.
Interest rates are terrific now because the other end of it has befuddled everybody. I mean, this cycle that we're in, and our real estate values that went down into the tank, all because of people who didn't perceive of a problem until it was too late and then really didn't fix it particularly well. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the state. We're 3 years into this now. 2008, 9, 10, 11, you could say we're 4 years into it, in essence.
Yep.
All right, so do you know what your dollar and cent amount is? And by the way, if you don't know it, it's understandable, because numbers sometimes like...
And it changes, too, probably.
Right. Jennifer would say her eyes are glossing over because of sometimes we get into these discussions and become very technical. But I think this is a number everybody ought to know. This is something that ought to be studied in economics in college. It ought to be studied in high school. And even when you're teaching people math in elementary school and junior high school, this is a number that is a very relative number because it affects every single person, whether you're homeless, indigent, whether you're a kajillionaire, whether you're an average person. We all owe a lot of money. And the clock, as we watch it, keeps ticking.
Afghanistan, data currently not available.
Yeah, right.
Uzbekistan, though, is only
right.
$3
Okay,
million,
so here's, you want to do something else, Richie?
Go
to,
interesting.
Yeah, right, so this is another, we ought to put these both up on the website. Or put them up on Facebook, Jennifer, and see how people go to them. The other place to go is the Global Incident Map. All right, Richie?
Yeah.
Go to globalincidentmap.com and look at where there are conflicts or potential problems around the world. Incidents of either terrorism or suspicious events or where people are working. When you look at the United States map.
See, now, let me throw something else into that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just looking at Colombia. My wife is Colombian. I go to Colombia every year or so. Their public debt is $143,057,808,219. How much of that is owed to the United States because of the military support?
Yeah, right.
They buy all of their military. They buy all of their helicopters, their planes from us.
Yeah.
So how much of that is to us?
The Ex-Im Bank is the one that holds the money, holds that debt. All right, Jennifer just went to the Global Incident
Map. I know, watched it all pop up. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what she's reacting to.
They have different little icons for everything, and it's amazing. You just see it all start popping up.
The kind of stuff.
Map.
Right, where there are trouble spots in the world. And the hottest is in Afghanistan and that area of the world in the Middle East.
You know
you see
noticeable?
Somalia.
Hey, Jennifer, most
look
of those little
Russia.
Explosions in the United
Nothing.
States are right in your neighborhood.
I know. But look at Russia. Russia's completely...
Nothing.
Open, empty, free.
Yeah. And not much in China. A little bit in Beijing and Shanghai.
And Mongolia.
Right. Because they just kill you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Indonesia. I'm going to move to New Guinea.
Nothing going on there. Nothing much in Australia.
And suspicious events.
New Zealand?
Wait a minute. Whoa.
It's a Google map, by the way. What?
Whoa. What kinds of incidents are these?
I don't know. You have to sign up.
Define these events.
Oh, they are... robberies, murders,
it says
Amber Alerts, hazmat problems,
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of different
forest
things.
Fires, disease outbreaks.
Amber alerts.
Border security.
Hazmat.
Drugs,
forest fires.
Drug interdiction.
Outbreaks, yeah.
Yeah.
Gang activity.
Oh, another noticeable thing. Nothing in Mexico. Hello?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the drug problem and the border problem and...
Yeah.
Right. Earthquakes. Okay, so here we go to terrorism event predictions. Let's just look.
We're on globalincidentmap.com. For those of you, this is a good job radio-wise. We have to be very colorful in our language so you can imagine
instead of just reading
us.
A map.
Right. Yeah. But what I want to do is have people go and look at this thing at some point during the day. And see,
it's just one of those websites. Both of these websites are one of those websites where you will waste 15 minutes just staring at the information.
Right. Staring at it and wondering, my God, how could this be? That kind of stuff. All right. So anyway, you got the picture. We're not trying to scare you, but there is some good stuff here, and it's there just so you know what's going on.
Just be aware.
Yeah. By the way, the answer to the question, as far as America is concerned in the debt, if we go back to the world debt comparison, our debt per person, I think we broke that down, was about $40,000 a piece. Right? $40,000 a piece at the moment. Every person that's breathing in the country owes toward the debt. So I think
we should let our rich congressman pay our
Add that to your mortgage. Add that to your credit card debt. Add that to your car payment. Add that to what you spend for groceries every week. How much you pay for insurance. What are the other regular things that are a part of the phone bill? All of these things, you add this to that, and then you don't want to get out of bed. how I hate to get up in the morning. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Not to worry, the world is A-O-K. And I can tell that because I'm on the East Coast this week, and my darling Charlotte is on the West Coast. And I have her with a wonderful woman who runs anybody who's in California who's looking for her. This is something, Jennifer, when you have people that need a pet sitter, go to Possum Pet Patrol, P-A-W-E-S-O-M-E. Possum Pet Patrol. Matter of fact, you can go there now and you'll see a page full of pictures of Charlotte taking a walk on the beach.
She looks like she's having
last
a good time.
Night. Yeah. Marie is a wonderful woman. She loves these animals.
Where's Brendan? Is he still East Coast?
Brendan's in Hollywood. And he has a two-room apartment. He has Frank and Tony's dog. And introducing Charlotte into her. First of all, he's in a building that allows no pets.
Yeah.
So
and he's got Frankie in there.
Got Frank in there, and then because Tony passed away, he got her dog in there, and so he says, if I bring Charlotte over there and I walk three dogs out of that place, the guy's gonna throw me out.
And Charlotte doesn't get along with Megan's dog.
Megan's dog is a little fight. It was just a puppy, and puppies with older dogs, you know, they don't. It's interesting because Frankie and Charlotte got along the best of any combination that we've ever had.
Yeah, Charlotte doesn't like other dogs generally.
Not much, no. She's big with people, not big with other dogs. So if she got older, she's a little bit less aggressive, but she still, every once in a while, she had some great wrestling with Frankie, and that's good. Every once in a while, she'll, you know, not to be too crude, you get a little humping act. I was sitting at a traffic light.
Oh.
No, but that's what, you know, females and males do.
That's their thing. Dominance.
Yeah, right, exactly. Ooh.
Do they have peeing contests? Because I've seen dogs do that, too, and that drives me nuts.
Go smell around and pee. Pee. Everybody pees. Right. So anyway, the point is that what I was bringing this around to is understanding the technology of this. So Marie took all these pictures of Charlotte last night to make sure that I knew that she was fine. And it's really nice, the sunset, really nicely done. We'll put them up at DougStephan.com.
I'm putting them up on our Facebook page, too.
Okay. So anyway, the point is, this is a technology moment. We spend this time every day talking about technology. And I am amazed, Rich, always amazed, at how wonderfully well we can use technology. This is she has an iPhone. No, she actually has an iPad. And she's using that to take these pictures and move them around. It just is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. What the technology. I mean, yeah. I cry and complain about technology in many ways. But this is a way that we are able to be in touch. Otherwise, I feel okay about Charlotte now because I know that she's okay, and I don't have to necessarily be too concerned about her. So that's a good use of technology. If you catch yourself watching television or movies and asking what else the actor has been in, Hulu has a new feature, Richie, which you can, if you don't know about that, let's go in a moment. We'll pause for a moment here, and then we'll all go to Hulu and figure out how you can use Hulu to find out what little thing we can use it for Greg Grunberg later on, all right? So we'll check out Hulu. Hulu in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. Now, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
All right, so have you gone to Hulu? Hulu.
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 Hulu. Hulu. Who knew? This would be kind of... I discovered Hulu when 24 was
on. Yeah, that's right. You caught up on a whole season.
Right. I caught up, and then the nights that I missed for whatever the reason, first thing after I get off the air the next day, I'd go to Hulu and get the... And I never understood how they made money because they didn't have any ads running in it. I didn't get, because it's a free service... What was their model?
They're owned by the networks. Huh. CBS, NBC,
yeah,
ABC.
But they still weren't running any spots in. 24 was over in 42 minutes.
Yeah.
Not 60.
It's a great thing, isn't it?
No. It's a commercial medium. We have to have
now
commercials.
Now there are some commercials in Hulu, though.
Right there.
Unless you pay for the Prime service.
Got it. 59 after on Good Day.